Here's a thought I'm titling Lessons from My Epic Series. And for those of you who aren't familiar with it, I need to describe what that is. These aren't epic images. Epic is an acronym I'm using for Every Picture is a Compromise. And part of the reason I bring it up now is because I've just posted episode number 1600 in this series. So let me explain what the series is. It's a series about my also-rans, failures, if you will, images that didn't quite cut it. Photographs I was motivated to make, but somehow or another fell short of my intentions. What first got me thinking about this as a possible project was recognizing that almost every website out there I'd ever visited or ever seen presented the photographer's very best work, which is great. It's always lovely to see top-notch work. But it occurred to me that the lessons about photography are often more successfully taught by looking at our failures rather than our successes. So I thought, why don't I do that? And eventually came up with a name for the series called Every Picture is a Compromise, and basically set out to look at individual images and how they failed and take a deeper than normal look about why they failed, not just thumbs up and thumbs down, but to try to understand a little more about what was working, what wasn't working, what motivated me to take the picture, and how the picture ended up not living up to my expectations. So I developed this website. It's over at brooksjensenarts.com. Every Picture is a Compromise is the title of the series. And I decided I wanted to do this on a regular basis, so I set up a schedule to do 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. I post a new image and talk a little bit about how it fails, why it fails, what I might do, what I did do to improve it sometimes a little bit, what I might do further if I think I might have the ability to improve it a little more. I started this series with the idea of trying to be helpful by hopefully creating a sort of a tool that other photographers could use to improve their work. But it's turned out to be an incredible educational opportunity for me, too, because looking at 1,600 of my failures and thinking about them more deeply has been an incredible learning opportunity I hadn't fully anticipated. Like most photographers, when I get back from a weekend of shooting or something, I load up the images in Lightroom or whatever software you use and immediately start going through them, looking for the best images. My entire attention is focused on the winners, on the ones that I think I can process and mat and frame and hang on the wall or use in a project or share with people. Matter of fact, the way Lightroom is set up, you're supposed to X out or rate as only one star. You're supposed to sort of get rid of those so you can focus on the winners. But one of the things that's become very evident to me with this Every Picture is a Compromise series is how much benefit there is by looking at the failures and not just giving them the thumbs down, but asking why and what we can learn through that opportunity. And really, when you get right down to it, I think the deepest lesson here is that thinking about photography and looking more deeply at photographs can be almost as valuable as doing the photograph, or as far as that goes, succeeding with a photograph. So for those of you who have not seen Every Picture is a Compromise, consider this an invitation to come look at what I've learned by looking at my not-so-good photographs. Again, the series is called Every Picture is a Compromise. It's at brooksjensenarts.com. There are 1,600 examples of photographs that I've learned from and that hopefully you can learn from too. I've structured the entire project so it's a very quick read, probably not even 60 seconds for every image. You might want to think about it more than that, but in terms of looking at the image, there's a small version, a larger version, a quick paragraph or two at the most about what I saw, what I was trying to accomplish, how it didn't accomplish that, and what I tried to do to correct it. And if you haven't taken a look at it, you might find it of interest, if for no other reason than it's so different from everybody else's website that tend to show only their very best work, which is always great to see. It's always inspiring. but every picture is a compromise offers a different way to go about learning and thinking about photography that is, at least as far as I know, pretty unique on the internet. And just in case it isn't obvious, I'm not concluding this project. It's going to continue into the foreseeable future with 5 new images, 5 new commentaries every week. So it might be something you want to bookmark and take a look at from time to time.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.